Only a pair of torn shorts, and like all stickies, it was weaponless. Even the skillful use of a knife was beyond its mental powers. With a great effort, Ryan managed to raise a foot between the creature's legs and push it away from him, sending it staggering backward until it completely disappeared into the dust storm. As it went, its fingers brushed against Ryan's arm, and he felt and heard his shirt tear as the suckers dragged at the material. One by one, the motorcycle engines faltered and died, choked in the dirt. As they stopped, the veil of orange sand began to clear, and Ryan was able to see what was going on. Without even realizing he'd made the move, Ryan found that the Sig Sauer filled his left hand, the warm hilt of the Panga his right.
Dick! Fuck, they killed Dick!
7 stickies. Dick the Hat down and dead, his neck ripped apart. Suckers had peeled skin and flesh away, showing the whiteness of bone beneath the welter of blood. One of the stickies was on its knees, face buried in the pulsing wreckage of the biker's throat.
Ryan, snap out of it!
Jack was standing half-crouched, a small knife in his right hand, facing 2 gibbering stickies that danced and capered in front of him. Ruin had lost his sunglasses and was wrestling with another of the muties, who was tearing strips of bloodied skin off the man's right arm. Priest ran up a steep slope, pursued by one of the stickies. It chased him in an odd, skipping, shambling run, like a child. Priest tried to draw his .32 as he ran, but the fall from his bike had dislodged his holster. Riddler was the only one who looked like he was making any progress. He'd felled his opponent with a roundhouse swing of his huge fist. As the sticky scrabbled in the dirt, shaking its bald head, the Hell's Angel was drawing a short hafted axe from the back of his belt. It looked to Ryan as if Riddler might be doing all right.
Fire blast.
Ryan's own sticky was crouched behind the fallen Triumph, clenching its fingers. Gas was leaking from the tank of the chopper, close by its feet, and the creature put its round head on one side and sniffed the air, dipping a hand into the liquid.
You know what that is, you double stoop bastard? That's gas. One pyro tab and you'd be dead meat.
But the gas soaked instantly into the dry sand. The mutie stood only 15 feet from Ryan, who took careful aim with his powerful pistol. The 9mm bullet smacked home right between the little eyes, drilling a neat blackened hole that immediately began to drip dark blood. The exit hole wasn't much bigger than the one going in, but it was still a killing shot that punched the mutated monstrosity back, away from the tumbled two-wheel wag. Its hands went up as though exploring its own wound. The suckers were activated in its death throes, and it tore out one of its own eyes as it toppled down in the dirt. Meanwhile, Riddler had successfully defended himself, swinging the axe in a short, brutally effective blow to the side of the sticky's neck, very nearly severing its head from its body.
2 down and 5 to go.
Finding that Jack's speed and aggression were too much for them, the 2 stickies that had been threatening him decided to go for easier game.
Oh, fuck!
One went after Priest, the other joining the creature that was rolling around in the dry earth with Ruin.
Help me, for fuck's sake, help me here!
The mutie that had butchered Dick the Hat was still busily occupied with its feasting. Ryan thought for a moment about putting a bullet through the top of its soft skull, but there were more important things to take care of.
Come on, you pieces of shit! Come and get it!
Ruin had managed to break one of the sticky's arms. A jagged end of bone protruded through the creature's torn flesh. But his own injuries were severe. Blood gushed from his gashed arm, and the sticky had succeeded in getting a grip with its good hand on the inside of the biker's left thigh near the groin. The sucker shredded the denim of his jeans and began to strip skin and flesh. Priest had finally managed to draw his rebuilt .32 and leveled it at the nearest of his attackers. Ryan actually saw the bullet pass clear through the body of the sticky in a gout of blood just above the waistband of the tattered pants. The mutie staggered, but didn't go down. Priest fired again and again. Each round found its mark in the body of the advancing sticky, but the creature wasn't even knocked off its feet.
In the head, Priest! That's the only way to chill them!
But Priest was too locked into his own panic to register Ryan's advice. He repeatedly fired his weapon, riddling the chest and stomach of the sticky. By now it was only a few paces away from him, hands reaching out to draw him into its lethal embrace. Ruin had kicked his way clear of the one sticky, but had clutched a dripping haunch of meat in its hand. Blood was pouring from a gaping wound in the leg of the last hero. Ryan had seen enough fatal wounds in his time to know that the odds were effectively down to 5 against 4. 3, if you counted Priest as doomed. At last, Ryan could get a clear shot. One sticky had already closed on Priest, who turned at the last second to try to run. But the other mutie was halfway up the slope, and the 9mm bullet smashed into its head, exiting close to its left eye, sending it crashing down the face of the slope, legs and arms thrashing and twitching. The second bullet hit the sticky that was working on Ruin. Angling sideways and splintering teeth, the round exploded through the side of its head, above the residual knobs of gristle that were the creature's ears. The third round struck the sticky that had been moving toward the dying Ruin. It was half turned toward Riddler, who'd screamed at it to try to distract it. The sticky had raised a hand when it had seen Ryan's raised blaster, and the bullet smashed through the nest of suckers in the middle of its palm, carrying on, entering its right cheek. The slug tore out the inside of its face.
Two of them and three of us.
Five.
Jack pointed to the kneeling figure of Ruin, and to where the small, bearded priest had vanished over the top of the rise.
Three.
Ruin made a last desperate effort to get up, half falling, clawing his way toward his beloved chopper. But the blood loss from the torn femoral artery closed him down, and he finally lay still in the dirt, his outstretched fingers inches from the dusty metal of the BMW.
Come on!
Ryan led the way up the slope, followed by Jack. Riddler, clutching his blood-slick axe, waddled along at their heels. The three of them paused at the top of the ridge, looking down into a shallow dip on the far side.
Yeah, tree.
Priest hadn't made it far. He lay face down in the sand, naked, the ragged remains of his clothes scattered around him. The sticky was crouched over the corpse, dabbing its hand at the bare flesh, each time bringing away a dozen tiny circles of crimson, raggedy skin. The creature became aware that it was being watched and looked up.
Me!
Riddler hefted his sawed-off scattergun.
Fucking me!
Not at that range.
Ryan had been reloading his blaster as they stood there.
Me!
Jack pulled out his .357 Magnum.
Go for the head!
The sticky was up and moving, leaving the ragged body of Priest behind. Its eyes were blinking, hands reaching out. It occurred to Ryan that only minutes had slipped by since they entered the ambush. The power of the Magnum made the advancing mutie totter on its heels.
Again!
What?
Come on, Jack, hit it again, now!
Ah, fuck it.
The second round went clean through the left shoulder, spinning the sticky around. The third one, better aimed, caught it at the angle of the jaw. The distorted bullet exited in the center of the right cheek, flaying a hole the size of a baseball. And it still didn't go down. It lurched and stumbled, waving its hands with the tiny sucking discs. Blood sprayed down its body, coursing over the rubbery flesh, pattering into the thirsty earth.
Let me chill the fucker with my axe, or the 10-gauge.
No, Riddler, that's mine.
The bullet smashed into the side of the head of the staggering, blood-sodden monster, an inch from the corner of its left eye. That did the trick.
Ace on the line. A noise like that could attract every sticky from the Sierras to the Atlantic. Let's go.
Something nagged at Ryan's memory, something that he'd forgotten in the rush and excitement of the fight and the chilling. He turned on his heel to lead the way down the slope to where the four choppers lay, and walked straight into the seventh and last of the attacking stickies, the one that had been cowering behind the spilled corpse of Dick the Hat. Instinctively, Ryan punched out at the creature, feeling the impact jar clear to his shoulder. He brushed aside the lunging, clawing hands, hitting the sticky twice more with punches to its maniac face and soft belly.
Roll away!
Unhesitatingly, Ryan pulled away, hearing the other sleeve of his shirt tear beneath the questing suckers. He rolled on his shoulder and came up in a fighting crouch.
Shit! Holy fuck!
It was an amazing sight. The nervous system of a sticky was sometimes rudimentary. The burst of shot from the shotgun had torn the thing's head clear away from its narrow shoulders, leaving its skull to dangle.